Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, their perfect little apartment turned out to be anything but a perfect little apartment.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We love hearing your real ghost stories. That's what we do here. We listen to them. We talk about them. So you can call them in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if you want. No commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts. Try it for 3 days free. Or you can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon is here today. How's it going with you today, Kathy?
It's going well, but you know, I have a little bit of an issue here with this. You said perfect little apartment, not so perfect.
It's not.
I'm assuming if it's an apartment, they're renting. And I think new rules. New rule. With as expensive as rent is these days, you should not have to contend with evil demons, too. As much as your hard-earned money is going towards the rent, you should be able to live demon and spirit-free. Don't you think?
I think so. Because that's not an amenity.
Oh, my goodness gracious. We pay so much money for rent these days that it's like, seriously, like if I moved into an apartment that was horribly haunted, though I do rent a house that's rather a little bit haunted. I'm not saying it's a whole bunch, but a little bit here and there. You know, that my hard-earned money and I got to pay for a ghost to live.
Really, that's like living rent-free, and that's not fair.
I agree.
You wouldn't let a roommate move in for nothing. You might do it as a favor for someone, but even then, I would question doing a favor like that. Like, you could move in with me, because once they're in, it's really hard to get them out. But
new rules. If you got to pay half your salary to rent.
You shouldn't have to deal with shit like that.
It just doesn't seem fair.
So you know. I was going to play something creepy for you. Do you want to hear something creepy?
I do want to hear creepy.
So yeah. I recorded an episode of The Grave Talks with this place, Haunted Rock Island Roadhouse. It's in Rock Island, Illinois. It's right on the Mississippi. Mm-hmm. And it was an old YMCA. Back when the YMCA was a young men's Christian, whatever the A standing for.
Association,
probably. You know, now we think of YMCAs as really nice gyms and they have weight rooms and classes and swimming pools and all that. But back then, you know, it was like they did have some exercise facilities, but it was more for lodging for men, not women. So apparently this little white, which is big, it's 50,000 square feet. They had a brothel in there. And this really ruthless madam who was very abusive to her girls. There was a gangster in there, Mr. Looney. He was very abusive. And so this, what I'm going to play was they have a camera set up throughout the, oops, I don't want to play it yet. There we go. They have cameras set up throughout the place. It's now on the main floor. It's a furniture store. And then they have some storage rental spaces throughout. And then they do paranormal investigations in there all the time. So this woman named Lisa owns it. And so I saw this on their Facebook page and it says, still one of my best captures. I'm the only one in the building. And what you're hearing is not her. So she's the only one there. Then she hears, she gets a probably like some sort of sensor on the camera. So she, and I think having a haunted building, you tend to review the cameras and security, just like you would when you're setting up for an investigation, you review all that. So I think they're constantly reviewing this stuff. So here's what they captured. That was like a woman screaming. Here, I'll play it one more time. Listen to that. Okay. I'm fast forwarding. It sounds like a woman screaming and then this thud.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Wow.
Like she was the only one there.
I can't believe that woman is in that huge building by herself.
I know. Ooh. It. And the lady I talked to, who I really liked her a lot, she was fantastic. It's a really good episode. So just go back and look for Haunted Rock Island Roadhouse. Because she was so interesting to talk to, and she'd had a lot of experiences, and she never believed in any of it until she met her husband. He was really into it, but he is a medium. And so he's all the time picking up on stuff. And this is, they met this woman by investigating the roadhouse, and they became really good friends. And so they investigate there all the time and they help her with events. But it was a very interesting episode. But when I was researching the building, because I like to kind of know about the building and see what I can find out about any hauntings before I do the interview, and I came across that on their Facebook page, I'm like, oh, hell no.
I right?
That is a lot. Who is screaming? When I heard that the first time, I'm like, well, that's a person. Like, you don't hear EVPs that often that are that
clear.
Yeah. Isn't that the creepiest?
Wow. So okay, I'm going to have to listen to that episode.
Yeah, so she invited me up there. So I'm like, sometime when we visit Burlington, it'd be fun just to go right on up to Rock Island and check it out.
Yeah, we were talking about going up there this summer. So,
and they have they're doing a Paracon, a paranormal conference in October. That sounds really cool. So you can go to, just go to their Facebook page, Haunted Rock Island Roadhouse. Just search for that and all the information about the Paracons there. But if you're into paranormal stuff.
Oh, it's there at the place?
Yeah, it's there at the place. And it's only like $5 to get in. And they have 120 vendors. Now, if there's additional things, like if you want a reading or if you want to join this hunt or investigation or something, then those things are going to cost extra. But just to get in and explore and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I was like,
oh God, that sounds like a great time.
Yeah. So I got my dog on my lap. So hopefully I can read around Benji. He's doing his weird, he's not shaking, but he's doing his kind of weird, needy thing. I don't know. So I'm going to try to read with a dog on my lap. It's licking my fingers. Okay. So here's the first story. It says, this is Karen from Chicago. I wrote in a while ago, and I want to say this past fall, and I told you about the room we found in my basement and the strange things that have happened to me growing up. I also called in telling you the story about my doll and how my cousin in Mexico told me it had the spirit of a little girl. Anyway, just wanted to write to tell you about my most recent experiences. Back in September, I decided to move in with one of my best friends because she was starting a new job and needed to move closer. I was also starting law school, and turned out that the location we decided to move to was convenient for the both of us. I was really excited and ready to start new. We found a perfect small apartment with a great location and at a pretty good price. As soon as I stepped foot into the apartment building, I felt a sense of uneasiness. I felt like I was being watched or someone was behind me. This is most prevalent in the long hallway outside of my apartment. I decided to brush it off as just me being silly, and at the end of October or the beginning of November, I had a Day of the Dead altar set up for my grandpa and jokingly told my friend who spent the night around that time not to worry if she saw an old man in my apartment because it was probably Don Faust, my grandpa, visiting for Day of the Dead. The next morning, she told me that she indeed did see a man by the sink who was just standing there. She told herself it was Don Faust and went back to sleep. Thing is, I don't know if it was actually him. I would like to think that if it were him, it would be me who would have the chance to get to see him. Flash forward a couple of months, I was up late in my room writing a case brief when I heard what sounded like dragging feet. It was similar to that of someone wearing slippers. It sounded like it was coming from the living room and heading to my bedroom. I was mentally preparing myself to see something, but the dragging stopped as soon as it reached my open bedroom door, and I didn't see anything. I decided to return to my work and soon after called it a night. See, I don't know. It's just like, okay, there was dragging feet and I don't know what happened to it. So I guess I'll just get this done and go to bed. I don't know.
Well, what else are you going to do,
Carol? People are so much braver. Like, watch
just
Golden
think about
Girls.
It, right? You're going to just tell yourself it was nothing. It was just my imagination. I've got a big thing going in the morning. I got to get to bed. That makes complete sense.
And I would have been like, I got to stay up and watch a Golden Girls. Get that out of my head. So one day I dozed off on the couch while my friends were talking when I suddenly began to see something. It felt like a dream, but something was different. I was seeing my apartment, but dating back to what seemed to be like the late 1800s or early 1900s. There was a woman caring for children who were running around while also putting laundry together. My whole apartment looked completely different, and I was even able to make out what the downstairs looked like, which today looks like an empty storefront. In this dream slash vision, there was indeed a store there, but I don't know what they were selling. The man I saw next, who I assume was the owner and the woman's husband, did not look like a nice person. He seemed to be drinking and had some type of bad energy. None of them saw me. It was like I was watching a movie. I came to my senses soon after, realizing my friends were calling my name. Lastly, last night, after binging on some Doctor Who, I decided to call it a night and go to bed. I got ready for bed, turned off the lights, and when I was lying down, checking my emails on my phone, I heard a strange sound. It sounded like something was moving in my room. It sounded like someone coming from my door, moving towards my closet, and then to the foot of my bed. I was scared. I thought if I put my foot down, I was going to see someone standing at the foot of my bed. My heart was racing, and I finally got the courage to put my phone down, but nothing was there. I still, however, felt a presence. I turned on my lamp and began praying. I prayed to our Lord and Savior, the Virgin Mary, and my guardian angel. The presence went away, and I was able to fall asleep. I don't know what any of this means. I'm not sure if what I saw of a previous period was indeed just my imagination, or if it has something to do with the things I have been experiencing. Sorry for the long letter. Hope to hear this on this show. Thank you for everything and keep up the good work. Love what you guys do. I would love to hear your feedback. Blessings, Karen.
Okay.
So really three separate things. You know, and after hearing about the dream and the man who wasn't very nice, I'm like, is that who's in her apartment? Is that who the friends saw in the Day of the Dead altar and grandpa has nothing to do with anything? The woman just saw an apparition of this guy.
Could be. It could be. You know, it's that is strange, though, that she knew in the dream that it was her apartment, only it was just old. Like, you know, it's interesting that you know, she just knew that. And it must have changed so much, but that she knew that that's what that was. You know, I had a weird dream once where I dreamt that I died and then I got up and was walking down the hall and everything was just a little bit off, like a little fuzzy, a little blurry or whatever. And there was a woman in the living room vacuuming. But I knew it was my house. It reminded me of that when she talked about it. Like, I knew it was my house. And then I tried to get I tried to get this woman's attention and scared her really bad and realized at that moment that I was the ghost. So, but with that said, you know, I felt like it was the people that came and lived in the house after me. But she's seeing the people before her, way before her. And I think that is really interesting. I don't think I've ever heard of this before, of somebody having a dream of seeing this location as to what it originally looked like, or taking you to the time and explaining who this awful presence is to you.
Yeah. I just think that the dream, this bad person, the man at the sink, the evil presence at the foot of her bed. I think it's all the same thing.
I think it's all connected. I do too.
Yeah. But you know, it's interesting because Karen was pretty brave. Because Karen's like, you know, then I decided to get back to doing my case and go to bed. But that last thing, that really unnerved her. Mm-hmm. I just think they're all connected.
I do too.
But I do think,
interesting.
You know,
have you ever heard that before?
Of
somebody having a
like
dream
that.
that's previous and kind of explains what's going on.
Yeah, I just think that's kind of cool, actually.
I do too. Like,
I mean, creepy. Like, yeah. I'm glad I don't live in that apartment, but it's kind of cool that you would get a vision of to back to the late 1800s, early 1900s, and there's an evil guy who owned a store downstairs. And
yeah,
I think that's fascinating. That's a great story, Karen. So here is our next one. It says, I have been listening to your show for a long time, and I want to say thank you very much. Keeps me company when I am alone at home or at work. I have learned a lot. I have also learned a lot about myself, and what I have experienced in my life so far is very much the same as that of other people out there. I have not shared any of this letter with anyone I know. See, that's the one thing that I think a lot of people can relate to is that you get kind of judged if people are like, yeah, you know, Carol.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know, Carol, she does those ghost podcasts. Insert eye roll. And I'm like, then you just haven't ever had a paranormal experience. Ain't my fault.
Well, and you just, it's
just
not something
judgy.
That you want to, it's, and let's put it this way. It's a very, very sometimes traumatic event that happened to you. Sometimes it's a very poignant or very sad one, or it's very, it can be super intense. And it's not something you just can share with somebody who's going to take it lightly.
Yeah. Well, you know, and then there's some people who just shut it down. Like, you are so full of shit. Like, your experience is not valid. None of that happened. And that's what I like about this show is that it's a safe place to share that.
Absolutely.
So it says, I realized that from a young age, I'm different from other people, but never knew until most recently that there is a term that is used for people with these types of characteristics, an empath. I am a very sensitive person, and throughout my whole life, I would know and feel what people think or what emotions they have or what they have been through or what they are going through. At times, I would get a lot of images or thoughts pop into my mind. I have found that people just come to me and offload their problems on me, even strangers. I never understood why until I read more on the topic of being an empath and how my nervous system and energy levels are much more sensitive and different than the average person's, and that is why they are attracted to me. I am from South Africa, and I am an environmental scientist and musician. I have experienced many paranormal things growing up as a kid, and even up to the time I was studying at university. As an 80s/90s kid, there was not much information about the paranormal as now, and I remember in my childhood home, I saw a shadow man in my peripheral vision, heard footsteps in the hallway at night, and sometimes felt someone sitting on the corner of my bed at night. I could feel when someone or something was in my room or close to me. I was scared, but yet too young to realize what was happening. I believe there was a very angry spirit in my childhood house. It affected my dad especially. He was very short-tempered and angry all the time. I remember him and my mom arguing once, and he threw a plate right up to the wall above me, also hitting his fist through the bedroom window. We were in that house for 18 years. We moved out of that house almost 15 years ago, and my dad was a totally different man. He changed so much, and I never saw him again as he was back then. I don't think my parents were even aware that there was a spirit in the house or what it was doing to us. I believe that the spirit also possessed our dog as he was acting very strangely one day. It was a German Shepherd, and his back was all crawled up, and he was running around the yard making crazy funny sounds. Somehow, I have a lot of emotions connected to that house. It's a special place for me, but at the same time, I don't want to go back there. I also get a lot of vivid dreams. A week or so before 9/11, I dreamed of tall buildings and smoke and people running in one direction. When my grandma died 3 days before that, I got such a sickening feeling come over me. I was filled with fear and I knew something was going to happen. About a month ago, I was taking a nap alone in my apartment and I woke up, but somehow I knew I was still asleep. I saw it was my place. Oh, wait. I saw my place as it was, and I was lying on my tummy and trying to get up. It took such great effort to pull myself up that it was almost painful. When I was up, I walked to my lounge, and there was my one high school friend, my partner, my brother, and my mother. I stood there in front of them and asked, "What are you doing here?" They did not answer and just looked at me. I walked and reached out for my friend's foot as she was relaxing on the couch, and I asked in the dream, "Is this real?" And then I just woke up. It was such a weird experience that when I told my partner about it, I actually started to cry because it felt so real. I have lots to share and will write in again sometime. Keep up the good work. Thanks for being the friends of so many lonely people out there. Regards, Nyx. So that last part, I'm going to say that was definitely a sleep paralysis dream. Because that's what that reminds me of. Like all that great effort to pull myself up and and then you know you're asleep, but then you're having these weird interactions and it feels like it's real, but is it real? To the point that Nyx, and I'm not sure if Nyx is a male or female, but so to the point that Nyx said, "Is this real?" And then woke up. But those dreams are so bizarre because they just are so intense and so real.
Yeah. You know, and I think that so much sensitivity with, you know, vivid dreams. And there were dreams that seemed to kind of be premonition dreams, right? Where you're seeing something that's maybe going to happen. And That's a lot, right? You're also sensitive to it, spirits because of the, you know, spirits in the room, in the house, sitting on the bed, walking, you know, hearing the footsteps. That it's a lot. It's a lot for a sensitive person. And it does seem like kind of a lot of weight to carry, I think, when people want to talk to you and kind of search you out and kind of unload on you, and you're that kind
relate.
Of person.
Yeah. Because I am that kind of person.
So I truly definitely believe, yes, you are sensitive. And can spirits make an environment so intense that people are very anxious and act anxious and throw things and do things like you said your father seemed? I think it can happen.
I
think it could at least, you know, kind of assist the situation, you know, and make it worse than it really is. I'm not saying that maybe there weren't things that were upsetting to your folks, you know, maybe, I don't know, you know, lots of things get people agitated and upset and maybe snappy, you know, maybe you've got money problems or, you know, whatever. And so you're snappy and you're not, and you're rude, but can, you know, bad feelings in the environment make it worse? Yes, I think they could.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Because if you're picking up on this negative energy, and a lot of people who aren't sensitive like that, they don't pick up on that energy. I pick up on energy really strongly, you know, because sometimes it's like, can't you feel that?
Yeah.
Like I said that to my friend Lynn before, like when we've been in weird places, because her and I like to travel together. And I'm like, can't you feel it? And she's like, feel what? I'm like, it's heavy. Like this place is so intense and so negative. I need out of here. So, you know, I could see how it could, you know, somebody like his dad could have some adverse reaction to it. Because once they moved out, he was fine.
Yeah.
But boy, Nyx, I can relate.
I know. I think a lot of people can. Well, I say a lot. You know, not everybody is that intensively empathic. But there are people that can. And I can, and you can, at least to an extent, you know.
That was a great story, Nyx. So if you have a real ghost story, we would like to hear it. Call in anytime. It's 24/7, 855-853-4802, or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want to become a premium subscriber, and with that, advance episodes, you also get access to the archive. You also get no commercials. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts, where you can try it 3 days free, or go to patreon.com/realghoststories, or just go to ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.